We're for Melbourne and Victoria. These are today's headlines from the Herald Sun. Sir Richard Branson's Virgin Cruise Line arm will make Port Melbourne its home port for one of its luxury ships in the summer of 2023-24. The resilient lady will berth at Station Pier for a series of kids-free cruises over 4 months. The announcement is a coup for Melbourne, as most cruise ships are based in Sydney for the summer season. If you would like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription to the Herald Sun at heraldsun.com.au or download the app at your app store. Convicted sex offenders could live free and unchecked under a radical series of recommendations by Victoria's Law Reform Agency. The Victorian Law Reform Commission has officially called for judges to be given the discretion to keep offenders off the sex offence register. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A Melbourne teenager has been charged with murder and 17 people have been arrested after a stabbing in Adelaide's CBD. The 25-year-old victim, also a Victorian man, had been stabbed numerous times in the chest before dying at the scene. His body was found by police lying on the road at the intersection of North Terrace and George Street just after 2 a.m. on Monday. And the Herald Sun can reveal more than 2,500 Victorian teachers and support staff are due to be stood down on April 28 after failing to get their third vaccination jab. All staff who work in Victorian schools are required to have 3 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine unless a medical exemption applies. Victoria is the only state besides Northern Territory to have this rule. Those are your headlines from the Herald Sun. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at heraldsun.com.au. We'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.